Ukraine security issue.
It's the 33rd day of the Ukrainian people's heroic resistance to the Russian invasion. What Ukraine now needs most of all from the West to fight and defeat the enemy is battle aircraft and tanks, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an interview with The Economist. Since the Russian occupiers invaded Ukraine, they have lost around 17,000 servicemen or more than 500 per day. This means extremely high intensity of fighting and the Ukrainian military's motivation, Mikhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president office head, wrote on his Twitter page. According to him, it is necessary to drastically increase supplies of shells for heavy and long-range artillery systems in order to double or triple the occupiers' personnel losses. The General Staff reported on Monday that over the past 24 hours several enemy attacks had been repelled in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Russian forces' attempts to storm Ukrainian positions in several other areas were also thwarted. The Ukrainian armed forces continue to effectively hold the occupiers back in the Zaporizhia, Kharkiv, Chernihiv and Sumy regions, the report said. The Ukrainian defenders successfully beat off the enemy's attempts to break through to Kiev from two sides. The enemy troops invariably fail, suffering heavy losses, Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Mahler said on Monday. According to her, having lost the potential for an active offense, the occupiers tried to compensate for it with missile and artillery strikes on civilian locations. Russian missiles and bombs have hit Lutsk and Kiev and the villages near Rivne and Zhytomyr. Notably, the occupiers also use banned cluster shells. The Ukrainian side keeps records of such cases with relevant documented evidence, Mahler said. Each day of Russia's war in Ukraine claims children's lives. 143 children have been killed and 216 wounded or injured as a result of enemy bombing and shelling, as well as violence against civilians, Ombudswoman Ludmila Denisova said on Monday. However, according to her, due to incessant hostilities, it is impossible to establish exact numbers, so they may be even higher. A public action of solidarity with Ukraine took place in Vienna, where donations were collected to support war-affected Ukrainian children. More than 100,000 people gathered on Heroes Square on Sunday, reported Irina Antonovich, a Suspilna journalist. Among them were Olga and her child, who fled Kyiv after cruise missile strikes. I want to go home to my family, to the men I love, to my mother, to everything I earned and left behind. I and my daughter came here to show our will and our desire to be free. My home is now windowless. A missile exploded nearby, so the house was left without windows, said Olga. Ukraine is likely to remain under fire from the air as long as its Western partners turn a deaf ear to the desperate calls for closing its airspace. The press service of the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported on Monday that Russia had moved a part of its Black Sea fleet to a closer rear, presumably in preparation for a missile strike on Ukrainian territory. As the South Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv continues to beat off Russian attacks, local volunteers help their defenders in every way they can. They have just repaired a sewing shop where 12 women make bulletproof vests and other outfits and sew thermal underwear for the military. They work around the clock, said their leader Tatiana Kirsanova. Guys from our territorial defense called me and asked to open the sewing shop. I saw with my own eyes how badly they needed the clothing, belts and pouches, let alone bulletproof vests. I saw it all and I decided to open the sewing shop. I invited women to work here, said Tatiana Kirsanova. Culture Minister Oleksandr Tkachenko has asked Unicode Consortium to make special Ukrainian emoji smiles available on the Apple, Android, Meta and Twitter platforms. The minister believes that they would unite the world in supporting the Ukrainian people. There are very warm words of support in every conversation, dialogue or text message. We Ukrainians hope that these emotions will also be expressed graphically, Tkachenko said.